Some questions from the audience here. Now, this I want to ask one that goes back to the executive order because it's more specific than what I asked you. Where does the president's authority begin and end regarding a cyber executive order? Can he issue the Lieberman bill, meaning one of the bills that was on the Hill, simply as an executive order? I mean, you've answered the second part of that question, but sort of the question of the president's authority, where does it begin and where does it end? Is that something that you're looking at, and do you know the answers to that?
Well, I'd start with Article 2 of the Constitution of the United States and the powers that derive from that. There's a number of Supreme Court cases that follow that. But you begin with the president's responsibility to keep the nation secure.
Does he run into, and does the administration run into a problem in that if you all are doing this essentially by fiat, I mean, you're going to be accused of circumventing the legislative process. You're issuing orders, perhaps the way you're drawing analogies to executive authorities that was practiced in previous administrations. Do you worry about that?
Well, I think, again, Congress has had a full opportunity to act. Yeah. That was and is the preference. And any executive order cannot do all that legislation can do. So we're still going to need Congress to come back and to act. But in the meantime, there are things the president can do under his existing authorities that are under consideration.